Hey, everybody. Hey. So, a friend of mine told me before the reading tonight, and I thought this was kind of serendipitous, that today is Ernest Hemingway's birthday. And I thought that was kind of cool. But I have no segue from that. I just thought it was a cool fact. So, this first poem I'd like to read, I owe somewhat to Ellen McGrath Smith, who started writing these amazing poems with a really interesting concept of taking two dissimilar ideas and incorporating them into a poem and trying to make it work. So this is a poem that I wrote inspired by that, and you might understand when I read the title. Boy as girl in orange tank top, or how to eat a nectarine. You'll need fingernails like a girl's to push down with. Dig deep into skin, pull off the shredded pieces of an orange tank top. Long legs to stand with until a bedroom mirror becomes a baseball field. That day they saw you, said, "Who's that ugly girl?" And something unraveled. His fists, the knife, torn locks of hair from your head. Girl in mud, girl with a lisp, pretty lips. Boy, girl, be careful. Become a boy. Play nice with other boys. Learn war and learn break his little soldier arms. Throw him off the sofa cliff. Make those noises with your mouth again for explosions. Girl, become a boy. Learn to wrestle. Pull dog's tails. Hide your no-boy muscles under longest shirts. Pick fights. Learn to spit. Dig deep, bite down, and swallow. So some of you who know me here know that I worked for a number of years in the construction industry, and so these next couple poems reflect on some of those experiences. This one's called Rain Leader, and Rain Leader is actually a plumbing term, which is a horizontal length of pipe that carries stormwater, in case you're wondering. But I thought it was a cool title for this poem. So, Rain Leader. On running storm pipe under a bridge near Akron, Ohio, 1997. When the only heat is from the coffee at 5 a.m. and less than 4 degrees outside, you'll learn to wear enough layers, or better yet, keep moving. Some biker dude will laugh, blow frost, marble smoke in your face. First day, it's, "Hey, rookie, and don't look down." It's, "Lift this 8-inch cast iron pipe." First day, it's, "Go down to my truck and get my pipe stretcher." Then you'll realize there's no such thing 4 stories down. First day, men will want to break you like they've been broken, their riverbed faces, grizzled beards twisted like dry, rotted wire, last night's whiskey sweating from dirty skin. You will nearly lose your finger when the ice forms on the pipe, straps loosening, metal slamming flesh. If you can make it past this, there's a Miller Genuine Draft. There's a welder sitting next to you, buys the first round, lays his steel hands on your shoulder like the father who couldn't bear it. If you can make it past tomorrow, you'll have to trust the pig iron, this foot width of rust, and walk this I-beam, 50 feet of cross-cut steel falling into nothing. There's a strap that holds your waist, a broken man who leads you. He'll walk like a free man across 4 inches of steel. He'll never look back. Thanks. Thank you. So this next poem, and I don't know if you, obviously a lot of you people here are, you know, writers and poets, and some things will kind of like sink down in your subconscious when you write. You don't realize that, you know, you sort of like, you know, copied someone else, but it's sort of like imitation is the best form of flattery. But this, I noticed that this kind of resembles a Velvet Underground song title, but anyway. Black Angel of Death Love Song. Because I refuse to listen, because the words college and textbook fell off my body like indifferent rain, I became a raven. Or more accurately, one of those men. Head down, a shiny black raincoat, hands made of mud, digging out some broken drain. Instead of wings, ravens like this get stormwater. They get 6 hours of shit-filled pipe overflowing, followed by, you get the picture. I wasn't on the job when the sprinkler fitter stepped wrong, missed the bar on his scissor lift, fell 50 feet down. Because he didn't know about the no-wing policy at job sites. Because they issued us free lunch and Budweiser instead of harness. Canvas straps for our working class lives. We sat on our hands at the safety meetings, my invisible wings the only things moving. I could leave now, but we ravens were short-range flyers. We can spot a quarter on a sidewalk as if it were a drop of blood 50 feet up. Because we need the dead as much as the ground does to fill our hunger, paychecks folded into our dirty hands every Monday like a drug. So we wouldn't spend everything. So we would always come back. General said, there's a certain type of man wants to fit pipe, set shitters, tear down walls as if they were a memory. Remove asbestos without a mask. WebMD says it lies inside the body, as in dormant, as in 20 to 30 years, as in if I was holding a bullet and mesothelioma in the palm of each hand, would it matter which opened first? I saw the black angel of death walk outside a condemned building, hole in his respirator, cigarette hanging from his mouth. He was just going outside for some fresh air for a moment. Beautiful day, he said. Thanks. Thank you. So I wasn't going to read this poem, but I figured, what the hell. So if you've, any of you ever had the experience where you walked into a store and it was just not what you expected to see, this this poem goes into that experience. And I realized it's another type of unconscious inspiration. And the first line is very similar to, and I have to say it, Jan Beatty poem, who I'm a great admirer of, and her poem Delicious. And so anyway, I'll just get into the poem. It's called Army Navy. It's an actual place. I was looking for clothes to hide my body in, canvas pants wrenched stiff, and a jacket cut like a man. Green leaf camouflage to disappear behind. Cotton duck coveralls for the ditch I'll be in tomorrow, laying muddy pipe. If you have enough money, Carhartt can turn you into a man. Coats like chainmail, a puffed out chest, tough as hell for the fight tomorrow with the general. A contractor who spits in your face, calls you bitch like the rest. Today, I find a place on Butler called Army Navy. Heavy curtains, window with a neon sign flashing open in lipstick red. Inside, a motorcycle boy in chaps, handlebar mustache will ask if he can help. Says, we have videos in the back. Big, beautiful women. We have Asian, he says. Anything you want. Gas masks, 15-inch heels, a riding crop, soft handcuffs with pink puffy feathers. Leather, vinyl bodysuits, and breastplates with pecs or tits molded in if I wanted to be a girl. He can sense my nervousness, says, wasn't there ever someone else I wanted to be? And it's enough to make me want those jeans, that shiny black skin, their slickness, the more and more of it, whipping someone for the pleasure. But I'm here for armor. I settle on a bomber. New metal zipper, brass teeth gleaming. I leave it on, even though it's 90 out. Can't take it off. Can't let anyone see what's underneath. Thank you. Thank you. And that poem transitions perfectly to my last poem, Ode to a Pressure Washer. you wouldn't think we'd need one with all this precip, this hushed spit and piss from stripped threads, the growl of an engine, and a plastic gun to shoot water at my house, chrome wand like a rifle barrel, little red tips to snap in the ends, finer ones to turn the water violent, etch bricks within an inch of their lives. Because all this rain can't clean the dirt from stained aluminum awnings, wash the past clear. Only the scream and hiss from this machine, hose's throbbing pulse, slit and held so close to the ground it leaves marks, hands on a valve to shut its metal mouth, rain tambourining the ground. But I'm tired of this water. To hell with this summer of storm and flood advisory. Haven't we done enough? The house can wait with its dirty socks and dust. Let's go inside and make our own weather. My hand on your body, gliding across the affected counties of your thigh, downpour of your hair flung back, the 100% humidity of your skin. Let's name it like a hurricane. I want the thrum of your scent, crash of flesh, sticky glaze of skin, like how clouds would have sex if they could. Their giant bodies brushing the dark, creating rain. Thanks.